Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. And on this episode, we're looking ahead to next week and TCF 2024. TCF is the Temenos Community Forum, an event that brings together Temazonians, partners, and clients. So it's great to have Diego Pinto join us today to look ahead to the event, especially as Diego is currently the Salesperson of the Year for 2023. Welcome to the podcast, Diego.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well. And this time next week, of course, we'll be wrapping up TCF. So what do you look to get out of such an event as the Temenos Community Forum?
So yeah, absolutely. So TCF, in my perspective, right, is the only opportunity that our clients and prospects have to see that contracting with Temenos is not just establishing a relationship with a software vendor, but is much more than that, right? It's becoming part of this comprehensive ecosystem that supports each members, and members being client prospects, technology partners, exchange providers, and just complements each other's solutions through enhancements with the partners or services through implementation providers or even consulting.
And I think year after year, we're always impressed by the way that Temenos organize this event and make sure that every part of the community is represented. So you've just mentioned there, current accounts, prospects, partners, and also, of course, there's all your colleagues who fly in from all over the globe. It must be good for you to be able to see so many of your peers at this event also.
Yes, absolutely. I was just having a call with a new lawyer that we hire out of Mexico, and we haven't met in person. We have had several discussions, and he was brought to the conversation, right? If he was attending TCF, and he did confirm that he was attending. So we said, hey, what a great opportunity to put a face to the name and get to spend some time at the conference.
Yeah. Yes. And we really appreciate that. We often target TCF as an opportunity to meet, obviously, both those clients that we've got going, but also the other people within Temenos and start to build a relationship or rekindle existing ones with people that we already know.
Absolutely. Yes, it's always good to see people that, I have to say, we only see each other once a year at TCF. And since Temenos is a global company, it's really the opportunity to bring everyone together. So very much looking forward to meeting folks that I haven't seen since last TCF.
Superb. And like I allude to, it's a big week for partners such as ourselves. And I know from personal experience that you really understand the value of exchange partners being part of Temenos accounts. So can you just talk us through your approach to collaborating with solution partners such as Formpipe?
Yes, absolutely. So the exchange providers, the solutions that are there available to support the sales cycle, it's absolutely critical to make sure that we differentiate ourselves from the competition. So Formpipe, I'm going to mention a specific case that we had last year with a prospect out of Costa Rica. It had been several years since we last sold our a core in that country. And we were able to show our offering to a very prestigious group of lending and deposits in Costa Rica. And it was interesting because during the sales cycle, the need for a sophisticated document management system came out, because they pay the interest earned on the deposit accounts, they pay through coupons, through physical coupons. So we didn't have something out of the box that could meet what the expectation was for those coupons. That is what their end client receive and their investors. So we brought in Formpipe through the LaserNet, and the application were able to put together a template very quickly that had all the information that the prospect needed in that coupon. And we embedded the Formpipe offering into our proposal. The users from the bank can access Formpipe through the system. So it was all very, very nicely put together, and the Formpipe really supported to get this deal to closure.
That's great to hear. And luckily, I'm aware of that account as well. I know it's a success story. I think that's great to hear because we talk about us complementing the Temenos core. That's what us solution partners do. So it's great to hear a real life example where that gap has been identified and it's ourselves, Formpipe, who can come in and fill that gap on behalf of Temenos.
Yes, absolutely.
And you mentioned the country there. Obviously, last year was a really exciting one for LATAM as a specific geography for Temenos. How's the market in LATAM this year so far? How are you seeing 2024? And are there any specific drivers behind what you're seeing in the market at the moment?
Yeah, so LATAM being region of the year, winning region last year builds momentum, right? Because there is a lot of noise out in the market about banks finally pulling the trigger and tier one, tier two, tier three banks. So big size banks that is not easy to make that decision to pull the trigger and change their core banking system. But since it was such a successful year last year, the momentum is there. The noise is there. So we need to take advantage of that. Other banks that compete with banks that have selected Temenos are intrigued in talking to us and learning more about why did they make that decision? What are the benefits that Temenos is bringing in terms of modernizing the technology?
So do you see that in some degree there's a need to keep up with competitors? We see that in regions, specifically in Southeast Asia at the moment, where they're going through a digitization wave. So is that what you see as well, that once a couple of banks start to go on that journey, the others have to keep up with that modernization?
Yes, I do see that. And I see that there's a lot of banks that have kept legacy systems that are very rigid, that don't allow them to innovate or launch new products to market in a quick and efficient way. So that's where the wave comes into saying, well, if this bank that I compete against is modernizing its technology, we better look into something to keep up, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great opportunity for us to be able to move in there and help them with those operations and also the customer-facing element of it where we come in. Superb. And obviously, TCF this year has been held in Dublin, in Ireland. I'm really lucky. It's only a 45-minute flight from me. I appreciate it takes a little bit longer to get there from Miami. Will you get a chance to explore? And if so, what are you looking forward to seeing in Dublin?
Yeah, so there is a whole experience, right, that Temenos puts together for the partners, clients, and prospects attending the event. So there are a couple of tours that our clients have signed up for. There is also a golf tournament.
Oh,
that
really? I didn't know. Together
this year, yes. So it's all about, yes, I mean, good for you that you're only 45 minutes away. There's other people that are traveling all the way from Asia and the Americas, which is a pretty long flight. And we have to take advantage of our presence in Dublin. So going to the Guinness storehouse, as I mentioned before, the tour, the golf tournament, and all the gala dinners, the lunches. So I also recommend that people attending take some time to go around the city, explore, and have some fun. That's what the event is all about. Learning, building relationships, and having fun.
Fully agree. And Dublin's the right city to do that. I mean, we've got members of the team flying in from the States and Australia as well ourselves. So it's such a big week for us, but we'll definitely get a little bit of chance to enjoy some Guinness and everything else that Dublin has in store. Well, Diego, I'm really looking forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for joining us on the podcast to look ahead to what TCF 2024 has to offer. And yeah, see you next week.
See you next week, Ben. Let me ask you something just to finalize. I know in Germany, they cheer saying Prost. In France, in French, they say chin chin. Is there any specific word in Ireland for the cheering?
There is, and my pronunciation isn't very good, but it's along the lines of schlatt, like that. Yeah, I'll get the correct pronunciation for you, but it's along the lines of that, and I'm sure we'll get the chance to do that next week.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks for having me, Ben.
Yeah, thank you, Diego. Cheers.
Slut.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thanks again to Diego for joining me today. You can find out more about TCF by visiting the Temenos website, and obviously Diego is on LinkedIn, Diego Pinto, P-I-N-T-O. I'm Ben Saxton. Catch you next time on Beyond the Document.